This recording is labeled explicit, but your audience's only parental discretion is advised.
This is the Rude Guy, checking in from Maui, and this is the show with something to offend everybody.
Hi, this is Doug and Renee. No, Food Is Not Love.
What's up?
Say hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
We just wanted to say that we left you those comments on your page because we think your show is unlistenable, not funny, a little bit racist.
Borderline, yeah.
Yeah, borderline racism. And we just think you're horrible, and we're asking you politely to please stop podcasting.
Well, good luck anyway.
In life or?
In everything. Good luck, man.
Good luck in everything.
The following program is brought to you in Honky Vision. Dr. Moe, The Danger Zone.
Yo, this is Solstice from WanderingSoul.com. I'm in here with my man, Dr. Mo from the Danger Zone Show. We got that fire, y'all. Keep it locked.
We don't give a damn about a thing, cause I will be a freak until the day, until the dawn. And we can walk all through the night till the early morn. Come on and I will take you around the hood on a gangsta lean. Cause we can walk any time of day, it's all good for me.
Boy, welcome, Adina. This is Dr. Mo. Welcome to the Danger Zone Show. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I saw those videos of yours. Let me tell you, the room heat up pretty good. We're going to have to take a look back at that. But I have Daewoo on the show, my producer. Say hello to Daewoo.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, now.
Very good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Girl, it's about time. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, Adina, I think Daewoo earlier, she called you the godmother of sexy R&B, or sex and B.
Sex and B is the new, is my genre for you. You are the godmother of sex and B, and I think you are the only one who has done it. I don't know any other female R&B artist who has even come after you or attempted to come after you in such a way. That's just you. That's your title. You take that, bring your sexy back in 2007, 2008. Very glad to have you.
Get Justin Timberlake. Hey, Adina, she's right. I haven't masturbated since 95. I don't know what's going on. Things have been very difficult, but welcome to the show. How was Atlanta? You went to the BT Awards. You performed there?
Actually, no. I was in Atlanta to just perform. It just happened to be during the BET Hip Hop Awards. I was out there getting my own hustle on. But it was awesome. I had a very prosperous and productive, you know, weekend.
Good. You didn't sell CDs out of your trunk, did you?
No, I did not. No, I did not. But I have no shame.
Are you on a label right now?
I'm actually in the process of being released from the label that I am currently with. I look forward to that.
All right.
Was this like a long-term deal where they had you by the nuts, per se, of course?
It wasn't a long-term situation. It was just a situation that it was based upon albums, you know, being released. And at this particular moment, they're really not interested in doing the work, as well as it's too much for them, I believe. But, of course, this is all an assumption. You know, you could have
right.
to choose it directly from them. But based on what I'm experiencing, I think they're just, you know, ready to just walk in and call it a day.
I hear that. Sometimes you just got to go. Daewoo,
yeah.
What do you think? I want to bring Daewoo back to America. She's stuck in Japan.
I wish I was stuck in Japan.
So did you
come on? Come on out here.
Daewoo, I would love to be out that way.
Yeah, listen, you got to, I think you got to think about this, Adina, because Japan is huge. And I think if you go over there, you're probably going to sound better than 95% of the singers they got out there. And you're certainly going to look better. You are one hot little piece of mamacita. I have to say that right now.
Thank you.
Do you work out?
Yes, I do. I do, actually.
How often?
Gym today. Not as much as I used to, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. I just hit the gym today. Usually when I am focused and I have not broken the cycle, I'm in there at least 5 to 6 days a week. Doing
wow, that's
cardio and weightlifting.
You have to eat healthy, I assume.
You know, the interesting thing is I eat healthy, but not as healthy as some people would say I should. I have my moments where I enjoy my martinis and my mixed drinks, and, you know, I enjoy fried foods and different things like that. So, But, you know, I get in there and I work hard.
Wait, so when you go home, you know, you sit down for some mac and cheese and some chitlins and some sweet potato pie and fried turkey and all that, right?
I don't do soul food. I don't do that. I don't do dairy. Dairy's not my thing. I've cut that out altogether. Every now and again, you know, I'll go to Taco Bell or I'll go to, you know, Wendy's and eat something fried, but I'm not the type of person to do all the soul food stuff. That's just not really what I enjoy.
Hey, Dave, will you like some soul food? When she comes home, man, she heads right to the fat farm over there. And has a little bit of fried chicken and all that, right, Dave?
Straight to the refrigerator every time.
Well, see, you know, every the time. Interesting thing is, because I've been to Okinawa, which is very close, it's, you know, the island, so, mm-hmm. they, you know, it's different to eat over there than it is here. So I can understand when she comes home, she wants some
starving
food. Yes. Yes, she wants some American
exactly.
food, because even though they, you know, they have McDonald's and things over there, it's not the same.
It's not the same, and it is healthier. Definitely healthier.
You're like, I want something else.
They eat with sticks. How about that? You can't get nothing done with those things, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good idea. What you been up to? You were in a movie, High Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty funny movie. Have you done, like, other movies? Are you looking to sort of make a transition, or are you kind of trying to come back and bring back Idina Howard and everything you stand for?
I just finished a film short last month, I believe, called Poke the Sleeping Bear. And it's, you know, acting is something that's just going to be part of the repertoire. But at the same time, you know, I love music. I have a passion for performing. Music is a love of mine. And Idina Howard is going to continue to do that, but also expand, you know, her artistry into other avenues. You know, so I'm open to doing all things. I'm not one to want to stick myself in a box and operate from that.
I hear that. I mean, you like doing movies?
I enjoy doing movies. I enjoy filming. I also enjoy doing theater. I've had the opportunity to do a gospel play called A Man of God. So that was an experience that I thoroughly enjoyed. Again, I'm open to testing myself and pushing myself to the limit, not being afraid of different areas of artistry. The one thing I don't do very well is painting, so we're not going to get into that type of art. But when it comes to acting, I'm very proud of myself in that area. When it comes to singing, I have the gift. So I'm just open to doing whatever. Idina Howard isn't going anywhere. That is something that's a part of me.
I hope not, because I need you to be here, Idina. It's been a long 10 years. You know, we're about the same age. You're having a birthday coming up soon, right?
Yes.
That's coming up soon.
Yes, November 14th.
You go to church at all?
I do. I do. I enjoy going to church because I know that, you know, when I do go, there is a message for me. So, I was raised in the church, so that's my foundation. That's how I stay sane in this, you know, insane business.
You got to do that.
Well, one, I want to know, what are you doing for your birthday next month?
I have absolutely no plans whatsoever. I don't really celebrate holidays and birthdays. Every day for me, even mm-hmm. though, of course, I was born the 14th of November, but every day is a birthday for me. The Lord waking me up every morning is a birthday because, you know, He didn't have to do it. But, you know, I wake up every morning healthy and happy, and I celebrate that.
The Christian show is in an hour, not now, but... So, listen, when you come up to New York, I'm a good painter. I could paint on you, maybe. You've got a slamming body. I don't know have you kept it that way? It seems you have. I mean, does it take work?
Absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the gym. If you know,
if you're in the gym, like, every day, knocking it out, working it out, eating, as you know, not a lot of crappy food. But I guess when you're on the road, have you gone on the road in the past few years? I mean, have you been touring? Have you been in Europe? What have you been doing?
Other than
the movies?
I stay on the road. Like I said, I just came back from Atlanta. I have a show in Cleveland coming up on the 27th. I was in Sweden last year for Christmas. London, Leeds, actually. Leeds, England for New Year's. So I'm all over the place. I don't sit still very long.
I'm glad to hear that you're... You know, coming back out here like this, just to hear your name out again, it's a It's a real pleasure. Like, how do you feel about how R&B, what R&B has turned into from your day?
You know what? I think at this point, R&B is still what it is. Like any music, you know, or any genre of music, it evolves. But, you know, R&B hasn't really changed a great deal. It's just not in the forefront the way that it used to be. Hip-hop, you know, is more in the forefront. The rap, of, you know, as far as it goes, the form of hip-hop is more in the forefront. So, and that's changed more than anything. The content of the lyrics has changed more than, you know, any other genre of music or the focus of the, you know, the lyrics.
So what are some artists that you listen to now, like looking at the R&B now?
Everybody. I listen to, you know, Neo, Rihanna, Beyonce, Jill Scott. I listen to Maroon 5, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood. I listen to everything. Rascal Flatts. Being an artist, we have a tendency to listen to everything. I love gospel. I love inspirational music. I love ambiance music. I love hip-hop, trip-hop, opera, classical, soft rock, rock, you know, metal. I listen to it all.
Let us know about what you're doing. Private Show is out now.
Private Show is available now.
Go get it now. Let us know about Private Show. Who all produced on the album? It sounds great. Let me just tell you that. It sounds absolutely great.
It does, and it looks great, too.
Thank you. A young lady by the name of Frankie Richard did the majority of the writing on that project. Pauly Paul, Ari, and this Track Boys are some of the producers on the current project. Private Show is very provocative, sensual, fun, thought-provoking. It's one of those albums that there's something on there for everybody, but it's definitely, you know, an album for adults. You know, I don't push, you know, children listening to it because it's not made for children. I'm a grown woman doing music for grown folks.
And that's true. Speaking of that, when Freak Like Me came out, I was 13 years old, and that was in heavy rotation. I mean, everybody and their mom knew that song, and we could pump, pump. You know, that was me and my friend. But it was an older song, but something about that song, it was just so accepted, and it wasn't looked at, you know, cockeyed. And I mean, we even played it in our middle school dance. And
can you imagine middle school kids? Huh?
I can definitely remember that song sticking out, and to look back on it, it's like, whoa, you know, that was definitely a little too grown. But what is some advice that you would give young girls who, let's say, are thinking about and actually have started having sex ages 12 to 15? Because, I mean, they are hearing this music, and they definitely know what's going on nowadays, and it's starting at a younger age. What is something that you would tell them?
My advice to them is, if you can wait, you know, wait. Don't just, you know, your virginity is very important. It's something that once you let it go, you can't get it back. And the majority of guys, not all of them, but the majority of guys, especially young guys, they're going to tell you what they want you to hear because they're trying to get what you have. So be smart about it. If you want to do it because you want to do it, not because there's pressure to do it. Because at the end of the day, it is your decision. And if you are going to have sex, then be smart about it and use protection. Right now, HIV/AIDS is the number one killer for black women between the ages of 24 and 35. It's no longer viewed as a white gay male disease. It is now affecting the black community in outrageous numbers. You know, young people are being very careless, and
it's killing
by the dozens, and it's out of control. So if you're going to have sex, make sure that you protect yourself. Condoms are very, very important. If he doesn't have one, make sure that you as a female have them. Have no shame in going to a pharmacy or into Target or Walmart or wherever you need to go to get them.
Hit the clinic. Because,
exactly. Hit the clinic. Go to Planned Parenthood. Wherever you need to go to get them. Because at the end of the day, AIDS has no shame. It's going to get you. It's not going to be embarrassed to, you know, to make you a statistic.
Have you ever been with anybody in the industry? Have you ever dated anybody?
I've dated. When I first got into the industry, I dated someone in the business. But, I mean, to me, it's so much hype. It's really not that serious. I want to, you know, if I'm going to be with someone, I'm going to be with someone because, you know, we get along, we have things in common. It's just one of those situations. I will date a brother that's, you know, in the industry or out of the industry. I'm not really focused on he has to be in the business.
Hey,
are you presently in a relationship now?
I am involved in a relationship.
Long term?
It's been less than 6 months, but I find that, you know, I'm not the easiest person to get along with in a relationship. I find that I'm happy single. I'm one of those, realistically.
I'll clap the head.
Okay? Realistically, I don't see myself as a person settling down right away.
No cooking dinner, huh?
You know, I'm a great cook. I love to cook. However, I'm a very selfish individual. I'm very selfless as well. But I'm very selfish. I'm about me and my time and my space and my energy. I don't like to be around.
You might be a Capricorn.
I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, she's a Sagittarius, right?
I know,
Scorpio.
You got Capricorn tendencies, I'm telling you.
But see, the thing
she's
is...
She's on the cusp.
No, the 14th, for me, the 14th of November, no, we're not on the cusp. The cusp is the 22nd, 23rd. So I'm
1 week, it's close.
But no, I'm truly a Scorpio.
Wow.
You know... We're very much loners.
You are. And let me tell you, I dated a couple of Scorpios. I think I could handle you if you, you know, we could try it, but...
Like
you know,
I said, I'm happy.
Work out that. Yeah. Well, listen, it'll be just like you're single because we'll be working all the time, and then we could just go in the steam room once in a while, and then you could, you know, do the freaky dance for me.
You would do the dance for me.
Oh, hey, I'm doing it right now. You just can't see it.
You would do it for me. I'm about, you know, my men doing for me because I know what I bring to the table. So you would have to prove to yourself that you are an asset versus a liability.
All right. I'll record a private video and I'll get it out to you right away. But in the meantime, what is going on with the movie aspect? You just finished a short. Are you looking to do another movie soon?
Absolutely. When opportunities present themselves and if it's something that I have a desire to do, I'll definitely, you know, move in that direction and make it happen. I'm open to, you know, experiencing a great deal of things when it comes to my career. I'm not going to limit myself just because, you know, I sing. You know, there's, again, I'm an artist, so I'm open to expanding and trying something new. That's what I choose to do. I don't like to operate out of a box because that's not, you know, who I am as a person.
Well, I have an idea for you. See, you are so sexually free. And you're honest, and you're in tune, and you are just open in your music. Have you ever thought about making a better sex help book for men and women?
Hey, I don't need that.
I have not thought about that.
I think you should, because I most certainly think that'd be a great idea. You should include a limited edition mix CD of previous tracks. I'm only asking 15% of the distribution deal.
Oh, Lord.
I think that you should do that.
Daewoo's had some problems in the bed, right? Do we have some problems in the bedroom, Daewoo? What's the problem?
In what bedroom? It's not even a problem because it's non-existent. Do you see where I'm at?
Hello, somebody.
Where I live.
there doesn't always have to be a problem. It could always just be adding, you know, something special or adding spice to, you know, a situation instead of, you know, waiting for a problem to occur. You know, you can prevent that. Preventative measures. You know, everything doesn't always have to be a problem before you fix it.
So you how come you haven't written a book then? Everybody writes books nowadays. Do you think you might want to write a book someday?
I've had people approach me about doing, you know, writing a book. I'm considering it, but it wouldn't be like an autobiography or anything like that. It would be more of...
No tell-all books? You know those are popular.
Tell us who's good and bad and who's not.
I recognize that, but I'm one of those people. I'm a very private individual. I choose to tell people what I want to tell them. For those who want to tell all their business, so be it. I have no problem with that, but that's not what I choose to do. For me, it would be more of, you know, a book that's entertaining as far as it goes with just being more of a, you know, fantasy type situation, doing something like Zane or Elin Harris, something of that nature. If I do choose to do it.
Your song, I know you're private and everything, but your songs are pretty explicit, kind of, right?
You can definitely, you know, form visuals.
Yeah, I have. Believe it. And I didn't even need the videos. I mean, even your videos are great. You got a lot of good things going. So, you know, right now, obviously, you're pretty much the only Sex and Bee
artists out there. Is there a resistance out there in the industry, or, you know, is it just that, you know, it's not people's bag? How come you're not, like, in every CD player today?
I can't tell you why I'm not in everybody's CD player. I can't say that I, you know, it could be a situation where everybody doesn't like what I do, but that's not a problem. I'm not meant for everybody to, you know, to listen to, and that's absolutely fine. But I think when it comes to females, it's a little more difficult because people tend to take our freedom of expression, sexual expression, out of context. Instead of it saying, people saying, you know what, she's very comfortable in her skin. She just chooses to speak her mind and break, you know, the stereotype or whatever the case may be. We tend to be looked at as, you know, hoes or slutty or whatever the case may be, and a lot of females care about what other people think, and I happen to be one who does not. I know that, you know, my music is for entertainment, and it is for, you know, adults, and, you know, it's one of those, it's supposed to be fun, it's supposed to be something that sets the mood. It's not supposed to be, it's a 9-to-5, this is what I do for a living. And it tends to be a situation where people look at it and say, oh, you know, that's who she is as a person. That's part of me as a person. But, you know, if I was an attorney, you know, I'm not going to sit here and argue cases when I'm off work. You know, if I am a dancer, be it a stripper or a choreographer, I'm not dancing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a job. It's something that's done. And I think that people tend to misconstrue that. And young ladies that might want to, you know, get into this area of music are a little skeptical about it because of how people are going to look at them. Like I said, I'm comfortable mm-hmm. in my skin, and I don't care what people think or what they say, because at the end of the day, they don't know who I am completely, and that's what it is.
For those of you just listening, this is the Danger Zone Show with Dr. Mo Baby. That's me. We have the one and only Adina Howard on the show, godmother of Sex and Bee. Talking about going from freak like me back in 95 to t-shirt and panties, and now today she is giving you a private show. Go pick the album up right now. What are some collaborations that you would like to do? Who are some people that you wouldn't mind working with now?
I wouldn't mind working with Andre 3000, John Legend.
John Legend's great.
Yes. I have him down on the list. Those are some people I want to hear you with. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else would I love to be? I would love to
I personally want to hear you with Ludacris. Comedy.
I would love to do something with Ludacris. Absolutely.
Ludacris makes a good sex rap verse, I tell you.
Hey, Adina, if I set it up, do I get a front seat for the performances? I'm going to set that up for you. You're going to hook me up, right? Come on, you're going to dump that boyfriend
of yours? We could definitely have conversation about that. I have no problem with rewarding people who bring, you know, good business to the table.
Good. Hey, look at you. You're all about business. It's all
Absolutely.
About business, huh?
This is because I am in the music business. This isn't for play.
What do you do for pleasure?
I love to read. I enjoy going to movies. I love to play dominoes. I'm a homebody. So I don't, you know, do a great deal, but, you know, when I do go out, I enjoy bowling, I enjoy go-karting. I love to, you know, take nice hikes, you know, in beautiful places. So, it's, you know, I do what a lot of normal people do, I guess.
I guess you are normal after all.
I am a human being, so, yeah, you know, I don't see myself.
Don't say that. You're ruining my fantasy. Don't say that.
You'll work it out.
Hey, let me ask you, Adina, are you, I mean, that song that you had in 95, I mean, that had to be, I think at that moment, I was, and you were pretty young yourself, I mean, my hormones were raging, and you just messed me up pretty good with that song.
Good.
Are you, she's like, good, are you truly a freak?
I am, but again, that is one part of who I am as a human being. But, you know, I don't sing anything I don't mean or does not represent me, you know, or my personality. So, yeah, I am. But, you know, there's a difference between, you know, being a freak and being a hoe or being a slut. And I think that a lot of people get that misconstrued. Being a freak is, you know, again, operating outside of the box. You know, some people think being, being freaky or being a freak is, you know, pulling hair or smacking ass or blindfolds or handcuffs, and some people don't see that as being freaky. You know, some people see being freaky as, you know, getting involved with dominatrix, and some people see that as normal. Some people see, you know, being a swinger as being freaky, and some people think that's normal. So it just really depends on what your definition is. But I know me, I don't get down like, you know, I guess the average individual. But then again, who's to say what's average and what isn't?
That's true. I mean, you're certainly not average in your talent. I mean, you grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Big up
yes.
to the Michigan people. What up, what up? Did you grow up in the hood?
I'm going to say I grew up in the inner city. I don't, you know, I guess you can call my neighborhood a hood. I'm not exactly sure because to me, in my mind, the hood is just short for neighborhood.
All right, don't get technical with me. All right.
But, you know, my thing is my mother raised four girls by herself, and she always made sure that we lived in a nice, safe environment. I don't know if you can say I lived in the hood.
You know what's interesting, and you find this very commonly in within black people, is that a lot of us grow up only with our mothers. How did that influence your freakiness or whatever you brought to the table when it was time to sing? How did just having a single mother influence that?
If it weren't for her pushing me to sing, I probably would not be doing that. So when it comes to being influenced by a single mother, it was just making sure that I was the best that I could possibly be, and to show her that her hard work in raising me the right way paid off.
Shout out to all single mothers, definitely.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome.
They work very, very hard. I'm grateful that, you know, she loved us enough to make sure that we had the best of everything, even though to some it might not have been the best, but it was good enough for us, and we never did without.
That's good. Shout out to my mother, single mother, put in her work with five kids.
Wow.
That's a lot of work, man.
It's definitely a lot of work, especially when you really had no intention of being a single mom or a single parent in general. It's not easy for the single fathers out there either. It's just, you know, being a single parent is a lot of hard work. And to all of the single parents out there, you are greatly appreciated because, you know, we need our parents.
What do you think about Puffy and Jay-Z and Russell Simmons crossing over from the, like, the artist side to the mogul side? Is that something you want to do at some point?
Absolutely. I'm about, you know, wanting to be a successful businesswoman, and I am a successful businesswoman, but continuing to be a successful businesswoman and expanding. Absolutely.
You've got a very unique style that, I'll be honest with you, nobody could take that away from you. How do we get you to that level where you're everywhere?
It's all about support. And one of the reasons why I am not everywhere is because currently the label that I was with, or soon to be away from, did not support. It's really, in this industry, it's about, you know, having the tools to promote and market the artist. And they didn't have those tools to do it. And it takes money to do that. Everybody's not willing to do things, you know, with deferred payments or pro bono or however you want to call it. They're about, you know, making money because it is a business. And some people have worked very hard to get to where they are. And they're at a point where, like, you know, I'm not going to do any more favors. I need you to have the money in order for me to make the moves that you want me to make. And that's basically what it's going to take. It's going to take, you know, financial backing to make it happen.
What if you collab with, like, some big stars? I mean, like, I'm sure, because, I mean, you were mainstream. You were it for a while. That song of yours is still hot. I was in London, and they made a club mix out of it. Don't go after them for royalties, though. But anyway, they did a great mix with you, and I was in London in the middle of nowhere, and here you are on the airways. That was pretty hot. So how do we get you everywhere? I mean, is it that you're not finding the right people to collab with, or is that you're not, like, they're not giving you no love?
I'm getting a great deal of love. It's just that, again, currently the label that I'm signed to, they're not stepping up to the plate to do their part for whatever reason. Again, I can only assume why. To get the truth, you would have to ask them. But I, for me, in my mind, everything happens for a reason. Maybe the success that I so deserve or choose to, you know, to have right now is not meant to be because I'm not with the right people. And maybe those people don't need to be, you know, don't deserve to be blessed by me, you know, and dealing with me. Because sometimes you tend to not receive blessings because other people are blocking them. and maybe he's, you know, he's blocking my blessing, and until he's out of the way, it's not going to happen. Because some people don't deserve to benefit off of, you know, your hard work.
What videos would you be able to release off of this current album? Do you have any coming up that you plan on pushing?
We have not even, we have not done any videos for this project. The only way that people honestly have heard about the album Private Show is through my MySpace page. And the taste bit of promo that he's done. But the overall promotions for the album Private Show was done strictly through my MySpace page and word of mouth from me and my kids. So it's one of those things with you guys wanting to support as well as other individuals, you know, supporting. That's how Private Show was getting out, through outlets such as yourself and MySpace. And so I've been blessed to have people want to be involved and help me out in a major way. And as long as the support continues to come, I'm not really concerned about being in everybody's, you know, stereo system in the car or at home or in their iPod, because it's not meant for everybody to listen to me, just like it's not meant for everybody to like me. I'm aware of that. I want for those who genuinely like what I do, appreciate what I do, those are the people that I want to have my music and know about me.
That's weird.
Well, your fans are definitely out there.
I have my baby.
MySpace, looking at your YouTube videos, all the comments. I mean, Adina Howard is needed and wanted in the industry.
Dr. Mo's a very big fan of yours.
Thank you. That's the one thing I love about my babies. It's genuine love, genuine support. It's not paid for. It's automatically given. It's naturally given. It's something that people truly feel in their hearts to do. You know, a dime doesn't, from all the people that have supported me, a dime hasn't gone out to, you know, to get it out there, you know, Private Show out there. I'm blessed. I'm truly, truly blessed. I'm
Adina,
God's favor.
Let me ask you about this. Raymond and Ron, for sure, remember those guys?
Absolutely.
You were working with them, and then they introduced you to, I think, that guy Livio. Like, what happened there? I heard there was a weird situation where you were going to work with them, then you decided to go with Livio without telling them. What was that about?
No, Ray had approached me some years ago, of course, before I got into the industry, and he approached me and mentioned that he's like, look, I don't feel like I can take you where you want to go in your career, but I think that I might have met someone who could actually take you to that next level. So Ray voluntarily introduced me to Livio because he knew that he didn't have the means to take me to that level of success that I so desired. And me and Livio connected, and once I sang for him the night that we met, it went from there. I'm very grateful for Ray. Actually, I have his number somewhere around here, and I need to call him and actually have conversation with him. But it's one of those things where, you know, so many stories get out there and people don't know the truth until they hear it from the horse's mouth. But Ray volunteered that because he was looking out for me.
So what happened to the album Welcome to Fantasy Island? What happened with that album? I understand Elektra Records may have shelved it at some point. Why? I mean,
again, I have no idea. I can only speculate. Due to politics, it could be a situation where they felt like there wasn't a single on the album. Maybe they felt that I was difficult to deal with. Maybe they felt like, you know, the album wasn't going in the direction that they had hoped. I'm not exactly sure. It's all assumptions.
Are you difficult to deal with?
I can be, absolutely.
Like how? Like, do you throw, like, would you slap me if I
Are
offered
you a Foxy
to...
Brown? Like,
no, I think, you know, when people see me as difficult, it's because I stand my ground. I know what I desire. I know what I want for myself. I know which direction I like to go in. I know
you
what
don't
I
bend
want
easy.
Exactly. I'm all about compromising, but at the same time, I know what I want. And,
right.
And with anybody, if you have people wanting you to go left and you want to go right because you feel going right was better for you, then they're going to see that as being difficult. I'm a strong individual. I'm aware that I can be stubborn. I don't have a problem with, you know, making mistakes. I don't have a problem with pushing buttons, because at the end of the day, the experience is mine.
They try to do that to a lot of the young hotties who come out on the scene. They try to kind of, you know,
Yeah, they absolutely. They this industry of music, or actually the entertainment industry in general, for the most part, they like people who are green. They like people who are naive and don't know about the business, because they can shape and mold you. Yet at the same time, if they're conniving, they can take advantage. When you're a seasoned artist, they don't want to deal with you so much because they can't get over. You know the business. You know the industry.
And you know what you're doing. Exactly.
Exactly. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with being difficult if it's for all the right reasons.
Thank you. You have a lot of tattoos. How many tattoos do you have?
I have four.
Have you gotten any new ones? You only have four?
I have four. I have one on my lower stomach, one on my calf, one on my lower back.
Oh, yes.
One right up between my shoulder blades.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Didn't know about that one.
That's a new one. That one came after. That one came right, actually, I think a day after the Nasty Grind video.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
You can't put that on me like that. I'm finding out about new tattoos. Hey, listen, are we going to be friends now? Can I call you for my Halloween party? I mean, what's the deal?
Yes, you can call me for your Halloween party. Where is your Halloween party going to be?
I don't know yet, but now that you're coming, there's going to be one.
Now, I didn't say I was coming now. I just said, where's it going to be?
MySpace.com/Adina Howard. Adina is back with a new album, Private Show. And after her Freak Like Me album, a hit single from 1995, I mean, she's just made her mark on the industry as the original godmother
of Sex and Bee. How's your life so far?